Blog Talk Radio.
Real life, real people, real talk on Kingdom Talk. Welcome to Kingdom Talk, where we are sharing real stories from real people who've had real life victories. Join in on the talk with your host, Evangelist Anastasia Hay, every week on Tuesday, as our guests share impactful stories about how they've prevailed and triumphed over life's challenges.
Hello, everyone. This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio, and we are here on Kingdom Key Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. The topic today is depending on the Holy Spirit. And I have a couple of scriptures on the screen, if you can see them. So we are going to be reading quickly, and I'm going to go ahead and begin. Father, we just thank you this morning. We bless you. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus, and we thank you for your Holy Spirit. And we are here. We need you, Lord. We cannot do it by ourselves. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. So we have a number here for you to call in. If you want to call in, 646-668-2413. Again, 646-824-13. Hallelujah. So I'm going to read from 2 Kings chapter 6. And we are going to read from verse 8. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servant, saying, "My camp will be in such and such a place." Before I begin, there are some translation where you will read. The Syria will read Aram, and that is a Hebrew word for Syria. And you will be seeing where you have Syria, you will be seeing that in your translation. So we'll be seeing that. Yeah. So let's continue. Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servant, saying, My camp will be in such and such a place. And the men of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there. Then, verse 10, then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Verse 11. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing, and he called his servants and said to them, "Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet, who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." Isn't that amazing? So verse 13. So he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and get him." And it was told him, saying, "Surely he is in Dothan." Verse 14. Therefore he sent horses and chariots and great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. Verse 15. And when the servants of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city. with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" Verse 16. So he answered, "Do you not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Verse 18. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike these people, I pray, with blindness." And he struck them with blindness, according to the word of Elisha. Now Elisha said to them, "This is not the way, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." For he led them to Syria. So it was, when they had come to Samaria, that Elijah said, "Lord, open the eyes of these men, that they may see." And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw. And there they were, inside Samaria. Now, when the king of Israel saw, I read verse 21 again. Now, when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, "My master, shall I kill them? Verse 22. But he answered, "You shall not kill them. Would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bows? Set food and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master." Then he prepared a great feast for them. And after they ate and drank, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the band of Syria raiders came no more into the land of Israel, pending on the Holy Spirit. Very, very essential for us, depending on what? On the Holy Spirit, rather than depending on ourselves. Now, we just had a narrative that talks about the king of Syria. Like I said before, Aram or Syria is the same, just that Aram is in Hebrew. So we see the king of Syria, Ben-Hadad, had a consultation with his men and said, "Every time we had a meeting here, whatever we say, often discuss or had in Israel. So who is a spy here?" And they said, "There's no spy other than Elisha." So the spy was Elisha, who had never left Israel, indicating the power of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will reveal certain things to you or to me about an opinion of somebody, maybe your friend, your neighbor. The Spirit of God will reveal it to you. He will speak to you. Then you are able to tell that brother or sister about what the Spirit of God is saying. So he was saying, Ben-Hadad suspected a spy. And he was right. The spy was Elisha, who had never left Israel. Remember, Dothan was in the central highland of Israel. And that is where he believed that matters or revelations were being revealed by Elisha. Now, the servant of the man of God, now, we see him went out and he was afraid because he saw the great army surrounding the city. And he could not see on the spiritual realm. He could not see with the eye of his faith, could not see with the eye of the Spirit of the living God. He could not see into the spirit world. He could not see in the realm of the spirit. So he was seeing with his five senses. And he was alarmed. He was scared. He was just not with his mind anymore. Then he ran to where? To who? To his master. I said, "Master, what shall I do?" And the master said, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." They might have maybe 2,000 army, but the angels that were standing there, there are innumerable number of angels standing around there. And he was just scared. He was just afraid. Just unbelievable. Now, when we turn to Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, then we'll come back. Okay? We'll come back. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Okay. So we are going to read verse 3. Okay. So let me read from verse 1. "Now concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols. However, you were led. Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Israel a curse. No one speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." So we basically cannot do nothing without knowing the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot say Jesus is Lord. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot say Jesus we cannot say Jesus is Lord. And most of the time, if we don't have the Holy Spirit, we can say Jesus because. So we need the Holy Spirit. We don't know how much we need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in everything. We need the Holy Spirit. We have to go out. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit in every area of our life, in our career, in our business, in our job, and in policy, like we are having in nations. To be able to govern, we need the Holy Spirit in everything. Let's go to Psalm 33, okay? Then we'll come back to our main text. Psalm 33 from verse 10. And I'm going to read from verse 10 to 22 quickly. Time may not permit me to go in depth, but I'm going to just give these verses. It said, "The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever." That is seeking the Holy Spirit to guide the nations He said, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation who God is the Lord. Whatever nation it is, you need the Spirit of God, just as we human need, just as we individually need the Spirit of God. So nations need the Lord. He said, the Lord brings the counsel of the nation to nothing. He makes the plans of the people of no effect. Whatever you plan, and there is no Spirit of the Lord part of that, then remember what I said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Without the Holy Spirit, it will not work. It might seem it's working, but it will not work as the Lord will plan. He said the counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. He said, verse 12 says, he said, blessed is the nation who God is the Lord. Blessed, you are blessed when your God is the Lord God of Israel. When the Spirit of God is your God. He said, blessed is the nation who God is the Lord. Remember John 4:23. You know, when you reach there, he will tell you that God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is spirit. Nations need the Spirit of God. Government need the Spirit of God. The president needs the Spirit of God. The governors, the commander of the police, the people need the Spirit of God. We all need the Spirit of God. We need the Holy Spirit to help us in whatever assignment the Lord has positioned in our life for what he made each and every one of us for. Verse 12 says, blessed is the nation who God is the Lord. So when God is your Lord, then blessed are you. Blessed are you, the nation. Blessed are you, department. Blessed are you, the group. Blessed are you, a team. Blessed are you, an individual. When the God is your Lord, the people he has choosing as his own inheritance. When he has chosen you as his inheritance and you have made him your God, are you? Blessed is me when I made him the God of my life. He said, the Lord looks from heaven, for he sees all the sons of men. The Lord looks from heaven. He seeks all the sons of men. From the place of his dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their heart individually. He considers all their works. He said, no king is saved by the multitude of an army. No, by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. That is verse 16. Now verse 17. A horse is a vain hope for safety. A horse is a vain hope for safety. That is, you cannot rely on it to save us or to save you. You cannot rely on what you can see, but you can rely on the Holy Spirit. If you depend on it, it will fail. He said it's a vain hope for safety. It cannot protect you. When it comes to real fight, we've seen many examples in the scripture masquerading themselves and dress up like somebody else, assuming that when I go to war, I will not be killed. But he was still killed. So many. Doesn't matter how we trick ourselves or we change ourselves, when the Spirit of God is not there, not going to work. It will not work. He said, a horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by a great strength. It will never deliver any by great strength. So let me end that one there because of time. Let's go back to chapter 6. So we were on verse 16. And he said, that is 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. So when he ran out, then he approached his master and said, I've seen so many armies outside the city. And Elisha said, do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open this eye that he may see. Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. See the power of the Holy Spirit. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Verse 18. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, strike these people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. It's amazing. Now, Elisha, that is verse 18, said to them, this is not the way now, nor is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you. And I will bring you where? To the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. He led them to where? Samaria. Samaria was the capital city of Israel. And and that is where the king, Jehoram, were at that time. So he led them. So it was when they had come to Samaria, Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of this man that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and there they were inside Samaria. They were where? Inside Samaria. Now, when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elisha, my father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? But verse 22 said, but he answered, you shall not kill them. Will you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bow? Set food and water before them, that they may eat and drink and go to their master. Then he prepared a great feast for them. And after they ate and drank, he sent them away, and they went to their master. So the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? There are so many things here the Lord is saying. You can see the power of loving our enemies. See, the scripture, Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, talks about us loving who? Our enemies. And, talks about what? Loving our enemies. When we are in position, we see this happening. I said to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Have a blessed day. And Romans 12:20-21 says, he said, therefore, if thy enemies hunger and feed him, he said, if thy enemies hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Hallelujah. Now, the king said, do I kill them? Do you allow me to kill them? And how did the king, how did the prophet reply? He said, why would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and your bows? It's a question. You see? No. He said, now set food before them. Now, you can see here that the, I don't know what you will call this in your country, the prophet took them like an inspector of police or like a commander of police or whatever position you call it in your nations. You see, he led them to the king, and the king saw them. And you see, they have already been captured. It's like we see today in many places, you see the police handcuff people. The recent killing, we see the man was already handcuffed, and somebody is helpless. Your life is not threatened, and you went on and keep on kneeling on the neck. You see, if somebody has been captured, why he has been handcuffed, right? Your life is no more threatened as a police anymore. The man there is already handcuffed. Even if he is running, there's no need to shoot. There's no need to kill. His life is so precious. Just as your life is precious, the life of the person that has been handcuffed or that is being questioned is also precious. Life is precious because no one can create life. We cannot create even life. We cannot create anything. Okay? So we don't see the reason why. There's no reason to begin to shoot or kill somebody that has already been handcuffed, is not showing any threat to human life. So you see what the king said. He said, why would you kill those whom you have taken captive with your sword and with your bow? And that's exactly what is happening today. You see, so the police are killing helpless individuals, people that have already been in captivity. They are captured. They cannot do you nothing. So why kill them? Why take their life? You see? So those are the things that we need to say. Like I said last week, we need to speak the truth. And it's God's way. You see, I'm not going to say it and not say the truth. Because if you say it and you don't say it, I will be as guilty as those who did it. And it's a sin before God. So we need to speak the truth. We need to stand on our truth. And we need to ask God for the Spirit of God to help every one of us. And most of these things have to be done with wisdom. And we have to follow God, see what God is saying. And meaning that man of God depend on the Spirit of God. Ask God to help us. Ask God to lead us. Ask God to guide us. This is so important. You can see how the prophet Elisha was guided by the Spirit of God. So he basically he's not doing it's not saying what the Spirit of God is not saying. So what the Spirit of God tells him to say, and that is exactly what he said. So, and I believe that is how we as children of God needs to walk. The Spirit of God will tell you to say it, then you say it. The Spirit of God doesn't tell you to say it, don't say it. It's so important. Okay? So let's keep on praying. Let's pray for one another. Let us not kill ourselves. Let's not hate. Hate is so strong. Okay? Let's love one another. Don't even look at color. Don't look at where that person come from, whether it's from east, west, north. I don't care. I call everybody brother, sister. And God knows in my heart, I don't care whether you are from anywhere. I don't care. So you are my brother, you are my sister. Okay? So remain blessed and be strong. Okay? And see you next time. God bless.